Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 15. The gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass, how much more did God's grace overflow to the many? This month, theaters around the world will feature a film about one of the most extraordinary stories of World War II. The title of the film is Dunkirk. It is May of 1940. Nazi Germany has invaded France. The German advance has been overwhelming and unstoppable. As a result, 330,000 British and other Allied soldiers find themselves trapped near the French coastal town of Dunkirk, with the Nazi war machine at their front and the waters of the English Channel at their back. Both sides presume that it's now just a formality for Hitler's forces to attack one more time and to swallow the British army whole. Before that can happen, however, the extraordinary takes place. Word goes out to the citizens of England that their sons and grandsons are in trouble and that the British military needs their help. The people of England answer the call. From across the channel comes an entire fleet of boats, hundreds of them. They are fishing boats. They are cargo boats. They are boats from the merchant marine. They are pleasure boats. They are lifeboats. They are luxury yachts of the wealthy and the rusty hulks of the poor. All of them arrive to bring their sons and grandsons home, and by a miracle, they do. Dunkirk, therefore, became a pivot point. It became a pivot point because, in that place, the greatness of the rescue had the final word, not a Nazi victory. As you and I battle our way through the brokenness of this sinful world, it can often feel as if we are trapped. It can often feel as if the darkness, the despair, and the grief of sin, yours and mine, will have the final word. But that's not the case. That's not the case at all. Through the Apostle Paul, God's word tells us that as great as our sins are, the Lord's rescue from our sin is even greater. That's why Jesus lived a perfect life on our behalf. That's why Jesus went to the cross and paid for our every wrong. That's why he rose from the dead. And so, fight the good fight. Do battle with your temptations. When you fall, come to repentance and get back up again, cleansed and empowered by God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ. For sin does not have the final word. The cross of Calvary does. Lord Jesus, in those moments when it feels as if my sins are going to have the last word, remind me of your rescue. Remind me that you have the final word. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.